Blog Talk Radio.
Show tonight. It's Thursday night, and we will be having a assortment of different subjects. I want you guys to call in, though. Please participate. The show won't be good without your participation, so don't sit back and twiddle your thumbs. Turn off your television, you know, interact with us, and have fun tonight, because it's going to be one of those shows that you're going to want to participate in. You don't want to, you know, just sit back and just, like, you know, twiddle your thumbs. And what a night I have planned for you guys. We're going to have some fun. Actually, we're going to do some interactiveness. So I'm going to be probably asking you guys to call in. We're gonna have some subjects. But I got Cherry up on the line. Let's bring Cherry up on the line first. Cherry, say hello.
Hello, Ron. Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing tonight?
Okay. So next, let me bring up another guy that's going to join us tonight. It's the man, the myth, the legend, all the way from Minnesota. It's Paul from Nebraska.
Oh, my God. Don't put that moniker on me. That's reserved for the Muscle Man.
Oh, yeah, I know. I thought about that when I started it, and then I said, oh, man,
hi, Ron.
What am I going to do with it? Hey,
hi,
Paul.
Hi, Cherry.
Okay.
Hi, Paul.
Hi,
how are you?
Cherry. We got a Paul.
That's it.
Paul surprised me with this opener tonight, so I wasn't sure when it ended. Welcome, everyone. It's Thursday, January 5th, 2012. I'm Cherry Garcia, if anybody didn't know that. I'd like to thank you all tonight for joining us on the Rad Reality Show, and we are going to talk about all reality shows tonight. We don't have any one particular show we're going to talk about. This is going to be the reality show roundtable for a while until Survivor starts back up. So we're going to talk about them all. Nothing is going to be left out. If you have a reality show that you like to talk, that you like and that you want to talk about, give us a call. We'll talk about it. There's a number of them that we kind of started talking about on Manic Monday. One of the big hits that is very popular right now that we started talking about on Manic Monday is Mob Wives. Paul, did you start watching Mob Wives yet?
Absolutely. I started from episode one, season one, and I did see the season opener.
All right. I didn't think you watched Mob Wives last year.
Everybody on Monday was so fired up and talking about it, I didn't have a chance to even pipe in, but yeah, holy cow, I'm certainly a fan.
Awesome. It sounds like Luan is going to be coming back and joining us on Mondays to talk about Mob Wives with Michelle, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah, we certainly got him hooked. I mean, he got hooked by somebody's suggestion, but after listening to our excitement.
I know. He was really fired up.
I wonder if he got to watch some of the past episodes or not.
I hope so. He said he was going to go and look for them online and try to get familiarized with and watch all of last season, because he only got to see the first show of this season, and he was that excited about it. So it sounds like he's going to go and try to find all of last season and get caught up, and then start calling in on Mondays and doing like a little Mob Wives chat with Michelle Costa on Manic Mondays. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fired up. I didn't mention it, and I wanted to, but when we saw the previews of the next show, the one that will be coming up next, watching Junior walking through that parking lot and through the open window in the passenger side of that vehicle, and he punched somebody out, and I so want to find out who the hell that was and what's going to happen.
I know. Well, Dina, our lovely, sweet North Carolina beach gal that's in our chat room. Hi, Dina. Was sweet enough to send me a clip from them being on the Good Morning America this morning. And they asked Renee about her being, about Junior being an FBI informant. And she literally teared up and said that she didn't want to discuss it because she didn't want her son taking any backlash from it. And she was very protective of her family and her son. And she really broke down on this clip right on Good Morning America. And so I really feel for Renee if Junior is wearing a wire and going undercover and being a, you know, a rat for the FBI and the mob, then that's going to be real sticky, especially when it's being aired out there for everybody to see. That's bad, you know. Let me bring somebody up on the line and see what she has to say about it, because I know she loves to talk about Mob Wives. Bronxy girl, how are you?
Hey, Cherry. Hey, Paul. I'm doing good. What's going on?
What did you think about? Did you get to see Good Morning America?
I didn't see. I'm like freaking out over here. Like, I'm
really too, Michelle, because I talked to Cherry earlier today and said, did you remember to watch Dr. Phil? And she was upset because she forgot. And I had no clue that they were on Good Morning America. I would have taped it because I wouldn't have been up that early.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that what I didn't see, so that was Good Morning America, is way better than what I did see, which was Dr. Phil.
Well, they had them all on Good Morning America.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, people. Yo, if you guys,
I got to know, I'm sorry, but I really have to find this out. So it is, where do I find the clip, Cherry? Where is it located? Is it on the Good Morning America website? Or
I will send it to you.
Just post it on your Facebook wall.
Here, let me do this.
Paul.
Dina already put it in there.
Oh, good. Okay, I was gonna put it in
Dina.
The chat room, but she's on it.
Always throw crap like that up on my Facebook wall. Big Brother related, Big Brother family. But otherwise, yeah, I'm into all this stuff. I can't believe I would have caught it.
Yes, it's
Paul,
a very, very good clip. And to see Renee break down like that, I was like blown away to see her talk about Junior wearing a wire. OMG.
I do not believe it. First of all, I know Renee is very emotional. Some of it is because the camera is on. Some of it is because she has a high level of anxiety. And some of it is because she's gotten away with this type of behavior all her life and has been, you know, coddled through that over emotional stuff. So she's a little over the top for me, but I'm going to stick to my guns and say there is no way that NBC is like the breaking news of Junior wearing a wire for the mop. It would have been like all over the place, or it would have never been heard of because he would have been whacked. He's been out for a while. They would have silenced him by now. There would have been no way. People would have known.
Let me bring Dina up, who broke the news to the Rad Reality Show. Hey, Dina, how are you, girl?
Good evening. What's going on?
Hey, Dina.
Thank you for coming tonight.
It's going well. Listen, I have rewatched season one. I half-assed paid attention to season one when they came on. And then Michelle got to talking about it, and I'm like, okay, let's check it out. And then I heard this story about Junior actually about probably right after, what do you want to say, Terry? I told you about it like about three or four weeks ago, and I was like, oh, my God, I just remembered about the Mob Wives and, you know, Bronxy Girl being into this show, and, you know, it's a whole different thing. So, and then it came over my news where basically Michelle, what it was, and I'll find it because I save every bit of it, and I'll send you the link on Facebook. But basically what it was is he got in trouble when the FBI went after like 105 of these guys all at one time. They call it a pinch. So they went for the pinch. They got Junior. And in Junior's deal, you know, he wants a lighter sentence if not go to jail, blah, blah, blah. But the number one rule in being in the mob is you do not narc. You're
right.
A rat, you're dead. That's
right, exactly.
So Junior says, okay, but guess what, Michelle? They've got tapes of them. I've seen another article just looking over the internet tonight, and, yeah, he's done something, and it's enough where it's just causing up enough stir. So, yeah, will Junior last long? Who knows? I think by him being on the air, then, you know, and then if he disappears like he, you know, like the mob would do, then it's going to be a little bit harder. Whoever knows? And you never know what kind of drama is built up for these shows anyway.
Well, that's just it. Like, they love to leave editing, loves to leave us hanging with, you know, like, this isn't how it ever played out in any other show we've ever seen, so it can't happen like this. But he might get away with, like you had said, I knew about that pinch. I knew that he got hooked up into that, but I didn't hear anything further through any other source out there that he spoke in an unflattering way about some unflattering things. All right. I didn't hear anything. But it doesn't mean it didn't happen. And, yeah, I think it's going to be poor for the ratings. And, you know, Renee's got to make like she's like, you know, over the top with it, you know, that she's emotional. Yes, of course, protect the son. But if she was that worried, she never would have went on the show to even let them talk about it, because they'll have a script about what they can ask and what they can't ask in a way. That would have been the first thing that her lawyer would have said, yo, you can't ask this. Just remember, you got to leave this thing alone. Don't even try, because if you do, I'm slapping you with a lawsuit, NBC. That had to admit, that was so much accent there for you guys. I knew that was going to happen.
I'm going to bring somebody else up into this conversation.
Oh,
hold on just a moment. Hi, Kansas. How are you? Thank you for calling the Rad Reality Show.
Oh, Happy New Year, you guys. What an awesome group to BS with, let me tell you.
We are in trouble.
I'm loving the topic. I haven't been able to hear a lot of the shows except with the podcast, so I've been hearing you guys talking about, you know, the beginning of the season and everything. And just like Cherry, thank you, Michelle, because of you I'm watching the show.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad that I can turn you guys into such derelicts in such an easy way.
Oh, God, it's freaking crazy.
I mean, Paul, how do you feel about these women? And they're not little kids, Paul. They are a little bit older,
yeah.
You know, and they should know better. And what are they doing? They are throwing down, hardcore throwing down. Paul, like, your mouth has got to be hanging down so big. You, I mean, how many times have you rewound even what you have seen?
Yeah.
Slow motion?
Yeah.
Slow motion.
Hey, Michelle, thank you. You must have read the chat, what Jen said, huh?
Yeah, somewhat. I knew. Hey, yeah. I'm throwing you a little. I'm throwing you a lifesaver.
Yeah, and
hold on to the rope.
There's some question. People are now wondering. Boy, they're really into this Mob Wives. It is indeed on VH1. It is on Sunday nights. It also the episodes and maybe some of last year's full episodes can be found if you go to VH1's website. I don't know if Canada can still look at those websites or not, but yeah, we're all very much into it, and I've never watched any of those Housewives things, but I don't think I think they'd all be mild to me now if I ever did start watching them compared to what I've seen on this.
Atlanta can get a little crazy.
And
New Jersey, come on.
Well, if we're going to go Housewives, you can't bring it into the same category as the Mob Wives.
No.
Because just in the title alone, you know what you want. You're going in pretty much knowing there's going to be a plot in this one. You say Mob Wives, everyone thinks, you know, horse's head in the bed. You know, you say Housewives, and you might
Teresa's husband's going to jail. Come on.
How you think Housewives and you
we're getting a little close now.
You're going to think about Arnold Schwarzenegger poking his maid. I don't know.
And Teresa's also going to be joining with Victoria Gotti. That's going to be something.
Yeah, Joe Giudice's gone. He's got to go do some jail time for the fake ID stuff. And that's another whole thing. But they somewhat knew that something was going to happen. So they probably had this back pocket plan for Teresa, and she does bring ratings. So
yeah, she brings
ratings,
but she's crazy.
But it's not my fault.
Paul, if you want a crazy woman, believe me, watch Teresa.
Watch Drita.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So all right. Hey, all right, Paul. I need to ask you this question, all right, because we talked about it on Monday, and I wasn't 100% sure if I even heard you say anything. What did you think about the meeting of Ange into the storyline?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, and I even mentioned this when Cherry called me a couple hours ago on the phone, is when I first saw Big Ange, I said, that's not a woman. That's a guy dressed up as a woman. I mean, that is a huge woman. Then I hear you seeing her on the show, and you already knew who she was. And what I wanted to ask you on Monday is, how did you know who she was? What is the history of your knowledge of her?
I went and I read that there was going to be somebody new and it was going to be somebody mob-related, and I ran right to the websites and I started reading about her, and I actually got scared just a little because I was like, all right, man. This is tough. I wasn't thinking, and because I didn't want to, I kind of don't like to spoil myself on some stuff, so I stayed away from a few things. Like, I didn't want to look for a picture of her. I just knew that, you know, she was Sally Dog's daughter. And that's it, you know. And that, but when they showed the persona going out, I was like, and I gotta explain to you. I grew up like in the Bronx streets, you know. And there was a girl. There was only one person in a large neighborhood that, if you said her name, you were like, ah, shit. And that's the way I feel when I saw Ange.
Well, Michelle, before the show started, you were telling us about her. So I knew at that episode, I knew that was going to be her.
Yeah, yeah. She scared me.
I like her, though. I think she's a good character.
Yeah, well, all right. Did you know, I brought it up earlier on a Monday show, but she didn't, like, go and say, pretty please. She went right to Drita, cut right to the chase, got to everything, went right over to Karen. Said,
she was right.
And that was it.
She was right on the money, though, wasn't she?
But,
yeah.
But that shows you her rankings in...
That shows
in,
her style.
And it shows the rankings and the respect levels.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
you
absolutely.
Know, and
right.
I'm going to say this. There's always going to be drama with Drita and part of that crew, even though she might have known them for 20 years, or some of them 20 years, some of them not that many, she's still not Italian. She is still not a full-blooded Italian. She
yeah.
is Albanian. So there's always that extra fight. She's not family.
Uh-huh.
And she might have that animosity. She might not. It might not mean a friggin' thing. But in what I have seen in all the movies I have watched, that pretty much would stay true to the path. Like, the first people they're going to knock off are the people that aren't blood. But at any rate, can't wait until we see it on Sunday again. And,
oh, I know. It's going to be crazy.
And they already signed them for a third year.
Yeah.
And Mob Wives hit 3.5 million viewers on Sunday.
It's crazy.
You know who I think is going to be interesting to see this year is the new character is going to be, and it's going to be a lot of fighting with Drita and Ramona. Ramona will have Karen's back 100%.
She has history with Drita.
Yeah.
She has bad history.
And I think it's gonna, you know, it's gonna bring a whole different light to this world, just right around, just across the board, period. And I imagine the lawyers are gonna have a field day with this.
Yeah. I think you might be right, Dina.
I'll tell you, though, was it the most sickest thing you've ever seen was during that operation when they showed that slab of skin? Oh, my God, you guys.
I can't believe it was only 35 pounds. I was like,
so disgusting.
Right. Cut off a half a side of me. Not a problem, 35
normally
pounds.
Normally I can turn away quick enough, and I wasn't able to with that.
I know, Paul, me too. That was the sickest thing ever, honestly.
I don't know how you could go in and ask for that much surgery to be done. I mean, when it's not necessary. I've had surgeries when they were absolutely necessary.
Right.
And to voluntarily put yourself in that much pain.
Crazy.
Is a place where I just can't even wrap my mind around it. I don't know how you can go and voluntarily put yourself in that kind of pain. I could not do it. I don't care how big I got. I don't care. I just could not put myself in that much pain voluntarily. I just couldn't do it.
She almost died.
I saw her, and I was just,
Yeah.
I think what happened is if you had tomatoes, you'd throw them at me, but... You know, with all the notoriety of the Real Housewives, and you know how they have their Botox machines, you know, already in the house, and all of these crazy gadgets, and even the Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I think Renee thought that she was at a level to where she can have this surgery done with a qualified place, and maybe you tell the patient when they're waking up, whatever you do, don't sit up because those stitches will rip right the fuck out. Like,
right.
Say something. They had to have known. You strap her down. I mean, when you break your leg and they strap you down, why wasn't she strapped down? She's moving around that much. She's got stitches in the back. It was like a common sense thing. I was like, there's something so wrong with this. You know, this would have never happened in Beverly Hills. You know that would have never happened in Orange County. The doctors there and the qualified doctors there and what they're getting paid. And that's the other thing. You get what you pay for, says the chick with the broken tooth in her mouth.
Oh, Michelle. She does look good, though. You have to admit, she really looks good.
She looks great now. Yeah, they said she went through hell.
How old do you think she is, you guys? Because she's got a big... I know she said she was a lot older than Drita on Dr. Phil's show.
I'm saying she's like 47, 48, if that.
Yes, I agree.
If that.
I agree.
I don't know exactly. I hate to guess someone's age, but
yes.
She does look good. I will give her that. She does look good.
When Cherry got really upset that she forgot to watch it today, I mean, she got upset. It was like I was trying to talk and it was, damn.
I'm hoping I can catch the Good Morning America one on cable
or on
the internet.
My opinion is the same as yours, Michelle. It was not all that great. I mean, it's a half an hour of getting totally frustrated with those two other guests that just drove
me. Right. I hear
you. But one thing that came out that I did not know was that Karen and Drita were buddies with Renee's younger
sister. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
If I heard it correctly or not, did not Renee say it's her younger sister?
Yes.
The buddies of Karen and Drita that is producing the show.
Producer, correct.
Wow.
That's why I said, how old do you think she is? Because when she said that, she made the comment that she's a lot older than them. And I know that Drita's in her 30s.
Well, see, you could say a lot older, and a woman will say 3 years is a lot older at certain times in her life. So, I think that she looks good, but I don't
consider 10 years a lot older. Not at all.
I think she looked better before she had the surgery. Health wise, she looks just all worked on now, you know. So
I think she looks good now. I'll be honest with you.
Looks good because she was worked on, but I think she looked better when she was just all her. That's how I look at it.
I thought she looked good when she had her face burned off last season. No,
that, let me tell you, even that scares me. Things that you don't want to do. Watch Mob Wives because you'll be guaranteed that whatever it is, you're going to remember that friggin' image. You are going to remember that image.
Yeah, you're going to remember that.
And that
slab of skin. You'll never forget that either.
Why do people do this when they know they're going to have the cameras on them?
Why would you
do that when you know that you're on TV and you know the cameras are going to be on your face?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
This is my why question. Why would you put yourself through that much pain? That has to be so.
Well, the girls never think that it's painful while they're going through it. And they do. We are all well aware of what the different levels of, at this time, if you haven't read. But read the levels of different chemical peels. And all these shows that are on, they show a lot of these procedures. So some women think that they can go any place and the person is highly qualified. And they'll go through the procedure and it'll be too much. I have looked into a ton of these procedures for a lot of different reasons. And the harder chemical-based ones sometimes are the ones that give you those third-degree burns that she has. But after it was all done, her face looked really, really good. And that's what I'm saying. Like, something like that was more natural to me, but she didn't have, you know, her nose. What did she say today? She had her nose done? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she had a lot of work done. You know,
mm-hmm.
She had a lot of sculpting done.
Yep.
It was
a pretty good-looking nose. I think that's probably one of the plastic surgeries that, you know, they perfected over time, because that looked pretty good.
They perfected all the time. Ding, ding, Michelle's got a nose job story. I woke up underneath a hammer and a chisel to my nose.
Need to know what it...
So it takes a lot. They've perfected it since 1991. Yeah, Paul, I agree.
Oh, my God.
Because now they make sure you don't wake up.
Oh, holy shit, Michelle.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man. Ugh. No way. Ugh.
Just freaking out.
Okay.
Hey, everyone's bad.
It's gonna get mad if I don't
Michelle, hold on a second. What, Dina?
I said, and this is coming from the person that likes to throw fireworks off New Year's Eve inside the house.
I didn't actually throw it out. I held it in my hand the whole time.
Surprised
oh,
she didn't
my God.
It, she didn't clamp her teeth around it. No.
You thought I was going to, didn't you?
Well, I thought it was a cigar at first.
I know, but when it was, I was
That's
so
one way
wish-
to kill two birds with one stone.
I'd
take
yeah,
care of that too.
I wish somebody would have videotaped that part. Why couldn't somebody been stealing the stream just at that moment? I would have loved to see what it looked like. I mean, you could play any comical song behind what I did that day, and it would have fit right in.
Well, you know what? I do have this software that grabs most streaming video, but I've never tried it in a Tiny Chat. I should
try it in a Tiny Chat,
see if that's possible.
Yeah, I used CaptWiz Pro a couple of times. It does it. So any program will capture it. Doesn't matter.
I've got Replay Media Catcher. I don't know if
Well, I don't think I'm going to be replaying lighting off fireworks in my
house,
drinking and doing New Year's for at least another 361 days.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
Mob Wives is certainly a hot show, and I don't always watch all the Ellen shows, but she had the Jersey Shore girls on, and I don't remember which girl because I don't watch the show. But Ellen asked about, do you watch any of these housewives? Oh, I love the housewives, especially the ones in New Jersey. And she pipes in and says, oh, but Mob Wives is the best. And I tell you that it is, what did you say the ratings were, Michelle?
3.5 million.
Wow.
I don't
anyway,
love saying that.
So I didn't even realize BBUK had started up again, and I guess it's a celebrity one. Does anybody have a list? Would I even recognize any of these celebrities? A lot of times they're from, you know, the UK, and I don't even know who they are. But do any of you know any of the people on it?
I'm actually going to try and get the list of names right now, but there are chatters in the room that have been watching it all day.
One of the chatters who's been watching BBUK should call in and give us an update on BBUK.
And how do they call in?
By calling 347-237-5506. One of you should get your busy little fingers dialing and call in and talk to us and tell us about Big Brother UK right now.
I'd rather hear you guys talk about the housewives.
But
like Beverly Hills.
Trump,
anybody into Beverly Hills?
There are other shows that we can talk about.
Oh, please.
Yep. I mean,
I know you're not into them, but there's so many good ones right
but
now.
I know how popular they are, and it needs, if you're watching them, you need to talk about it. I understand your needs.
Oh, Beverly Hills especially right now.
Well, I don't have them on my list for tonight. Maybe next week we can talk about Housewives. But did anybody watch The Bachelor?
Kansas, how many different Housewives series are on at the same time? I assume...
Two, I think. Well, definitely two. I'm thinking is there possibly sometimes three? Usually two.
Okay, let's see.
It's Atlanta and Beverly Hills.
Do you think... It's got to be somewhat of a family type of thing, or at least a competition of all these different cities that have Housewives episodes. Do you think they watch other ones and they say, look how popular New Jersey is, we got to start getting more outrageous?
Okay.
Probably.
Well, Kansas can talk about Housewives.
What do you want to talk about?
I'm just throwing out a generic question because I don't watch it.
They usually all watch each other's shows. They know each other really well. Everyone knows each other from the different shows. Some are friends.
Yep. speaking from a competitive person, and I'm just wondering if they start acting up to try to get, you know, more people watching.
Well, I think a lot of their lives just really are nuts. I mean, one guy committed suicide. So there's a big story right there. That's real life.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot that led up to that. So right now that's pretty interesting.
For those that didn't know, that was the ending of...
Michelle, you just put in a secure link and an application Facebook thing. I mean, that's so I gotta allow it or something. I don't know.
That's the Facebook fan page for BBUK with all the people there. I'm trying to go through the profiles real quick to see if there's anybody that people would know from certain things.
Okay.
But you know, you had asked if anybody had any information on BBUK. So that's what I had handy.
I've been copying everybody's links that have been put in there, so I'm going to have to check it out. But I understand that who is the I know she was replaced last year or whatever. Who is the new host is, or do you even know? Because they had that host for the longest time, and I heard that she was going to quit.
I have no idea. So again, I have not watched it. I'm trying to keep myself away from sitting in my chair, but you guys are making this hard.
Kansas, so, did you watch The Bachelor?
Oh, my God.
No. Biggest Loser, yes. No Bachelor.
I did, Cherry.
You did watch The Bachelor?
Oh, my God, I didn't want to, but I did. I sound like such a sucker.
I normally don't watch it. I watched a little bit of it and read up on it, and it's usually not my cup of tea, not my kind of show. I usually don't watch those, but I skim through it a little bit, and it's the same sort of
crazy.
Many of them seem somewhat mentally unstable.
The same dysfunctional crying chicks you get with different hair. I get it.
One of them ran in the bathroom crying and sobbing and babbling and was in there for like 20, 25 minutes crying and going on and made herself late for the rose ceremony, but she still got a rose.
Do you think that was production value? Because that's what I think.
Of course. That's ratings. You know,
What? I did not watch The Last Bachelorette. I decided that I was, you know, and it's been tough for me early on to have admitted I watched every season.
Did you really?
But I did not watch The Last Bachelorette, and I'm not really drawn to watching this one either. But one thing that was driving me nuts is they started finding this formula of the bachelor keeping this person that everybody has come to hate from whatever the editing. None of the girls like her. She's just, you know, mean, nasty, and conniving. And every episode you think that she's not going to get a rose, but the bachelor keeps her on. It's like every season they find somebody like that, and it just seems like they set it up too much.
Yeah, that's every show has that formula that they do, and that's their niche. And I don't know, it's just like you, I'm just done with it.
It's
never really been my cup of tea to watch all these women, you know, flaunt over one man, or all these men flaunt over one woman. It just sort of gags me, and I don't really like it. But.
Well, and that's just it. I think it should always be, if they kept it with completely fresh people, as opposed to one of the previous losers from the previous season and bringing their butt back in, why are you bringing back somebody that we're already tired of seeing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, you want to bring in fresh. You always want to bring in fresh. And if it fails, at least it failed with freshness as opposed to already, you know, age stench.
Stale person you're already sick of to begin with.
The draw for me is I'm never against watching a bunch of gorgeous women. So.
Well, the whole thing, and
okay. Then you should like Housewives, Paul.
Well, yeah, anyway. Then what's your problem with Housewives?
Right.
Really?
Well, no,
especially
I, well,
OC.
The Housewives, you can tell. You know what the problem is. The problem is Housewives are all Housewives, while these are Bachelor.
No, they're not all Housewives.
They're not,
single,
though.
Too.
They're not all Housewives. A lot of the OC ones are not married. And
I don't want their baggage. I don't care if it's a Louis Vuitton or not. There's too many strings attached.
The Bachelor was on January 2nd. I'm kind of going by dates here. January 3rd was Biggest Loser.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good.
You enjoyed
that?
That
was good. The Season of No Excuses.
I don't know. I might have an excuse to turn off, but I don't.
How
I
did you
do
like
not.
Biggest Loser?
Like,
I'm
how did you
it.
Like that opener where the brother and sister? I knew they'd offer them a way to get back, but that was
cool.
Brutal to have gotten chosen and then they find out I can even go through the doors.
I know. That was really tough. That was tough to watch, to see them have to turn around and go home. But it was nice at the very end to see that if they lose 50 pounds in a month, they have a chance to come back.
They're coming
the first
back.
Challenge, well, it starts off with 20 contestants in teams of two. And some were brothers and sisters, some were mothers and daughters. There was a father and son, married couples. And I think one team was complete strangers.
Sure.
Right.
Trainers were Bob Harper and what is
Dolvet.
This?
Dolvet.
Yes.
He is hot, man.
He is. He is a
nice
looking man. they were told that their first challenge was going to start right away, and they had to pick one of their persons out of their team to run a 40-yard dash. And the first four teams to make it through the finish line would move on through the gates and remain on campus to complete their weight loss journey. The remaining six teams would have to go on to the second part of the challenge. And once the first four teams made it through, the second six teams had to run another 40-yard dash, but that was broken up into short spurts where it was halfway down the runway or the 40-yard dash, there was puzzle pieces, and they had to run and grab one piece at a time and bring it back to the beginning point of the 40-yard dash and run back and forth and bring the puzzle pieces back one at a time. Once they had all the puzzle pieces back, then they had to complete their puzzle, hit a button, and if their puzzle was correctly put together, then they could run through the gates. And if they were the first four teams, then they were able to make it through and stay in the game. Then there was the final two teams. And those two had to compete the third phase of the game, which they had. It's hard to explain, but they had a platform on like a barrel. And you had to stand on the edge of this barrel with just the balls of your feet. Your heels could not touch
the
platform.
You were tucked in into a tiny little cutoff.
And you had to hold on to each other.
Their bellies got in the way too. So.
Holding with their and their asses were out for the extra balance.
And they had to hold on to each other without their heels touching this platform, and hang on for dear life, and as long as they could. And eventually, one of them had to put their feet or foot down on the stand, or they were going to fall off.
All right,
and
now, who besides me was worried that they were going to fall off? And it wasn't that high in the air, but these are large people. And
I thought they were going to fall backwards. I agree with you. I thought they were going to fall off backwards, yes. And
I think they kind of knew, like, if one was going one way, that they had their feet to put balance themselves a little forward. That's why there was that kind of gap, and they were leaning into each other.
Yeah.
That final couple, it was a brother and sister, and they both had children, and they both showed clips of them talking about how they were doing this for their families, and they wanted to do it so they could see their kids, you know, grow up and be with their families. And it really tugged at your heartstrings. And so as they were thinking that they were going home and would not have a chance to come back, they were told finally that they would have a chance to come back if they lost 50 pounds in 1 month.
And
they would have a chance to return
like,
to the game.
It's like 25 pounds for each one. It's a total between the two of them. So that's really...
Right.
Yeah, they'll do it.
That's doable, yeah.
That's, right. Yeah, that is a small accomplishment. But so how would you think... Do you think that they would come in because they had to only lose a little as opposed to other times where they had to lose more? Do you think that they would have immunity when they came back, when they came back?
Because that's exactly what I was thinking too, Michelle. I believe that they will. I mean, it's part of the show, I'm sure.
Usually, yeah.
Well, they will lose that 50 pounds between them, but once they reintroduce themselves, they're a month behind of all these people that have grown closer and have been competing,
right.
And they are going to be the first targets, don't you think?
Sometimes. Didn't happen last time.
Yeah, it doesn't always happen. Sometimes they kick butt.
Yeah, and this group of people is not as large as the last previous, like, three seasons,
yeah.
Which I am very happy to say. I mean, I get it. Paul, I get it. I know why they're there. But I still want to see them compete and have good competitions and not always have to stray away from it because all of the contestants can't compete. So I think I really like the age range. I like the range of weight that they're allowing the contestants to come in under for this month, for this season. And I just think it's going to be a better competitive season.
Yeah, and I understand where you're coming from too. You know, if you only look at it in the competitive, or that if that's an important part of the overall experience, that doesn't come into play as much. And I think you may be right because of the lower weights this year in comparison with previous seasons, that maybe there will be more competition. I think there was only one person that was just barely over 400, and everybody
right.
else was. I think there were even several women, and I don't know their heights, and that has a big bearing, but there were several women that were like in the
220 or something, yeah.
In a couple weeks, they're going to hit that 100 mark, you know, which
right.
is always in previous seasons like, oh, that is huge. I haven't seen that in the longest time, so they're. They're not the biggest. I do agree with what you said in the chat room, Michelle. I was trying to remember their names while I was watching the show. But both the girls that had the history of athletes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm dying. They're going to win.
The weightlifter, the Olympic.
Kim.
Weight.
Yeah, one's Kim and one's
I want Kim to win. I'm so into Kim. I love her.
Which
Did
one
you,
is
Kim? The blonde.
No, the dark. No, the older one,
Kim.
The dark-haired Kim.
Okay.
The wrestler.
The wrestler.
Okay,
she's Kim, the one that broke
Kim
her back.
Kim was the professional wrestler. They showed her match breaking her back. Yeah.
Yes,
that
that's who I want. Kim.
Oh my gosh.
And the
I
other one,
love her. I love her story. She's great.
And the
she's
going to
look that good again. You'll see.
Olympic weightlifter is Emily.
Correct.
Okay.
Great. The
yeah. When
girl.
Emily was weighing in. You just looked at her arms and shoulders, and, I mean, I can tell. And I was like, she's going to be fucking buff.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, all right, I'm going to stay with this one this time. But that's why I think it's going to be really good. I mean, competition-wise, I don't think that we've had some really hardcore good competitions. You know, that were somewhat evened out. I can go as far back as when Tara was on the show. So I'm missing a lot of that, you know, and that's what, you know, yes, we want to see them lose the weight. We want to see them, you know, go through their mushness. I know, I have to say it, but, and they get their counseling and they get their food stuff. I fast forward through all that. I want to see them compete. I want to see them know, remember it's a game, and I want to see them do well. And then I want to see their transformations. So I think it's great.
Let me
I say put them. I say put them all in tents, though.
Michelle,
I hate giving them the luxury.
Do you watch or do you enjoy watching Celebrity Rehab?
I used to watch it all the time. I did watch the Revisited.
Okay. Did you enjoy it? Were you inspired by it? Were you moved by it?
I liked watching it. My past history with television is great. So I can sit there and watch anything. We have a really good relationship. When the TV has something on that I don't like, it knows that I'm going to change the channel. So I stay on Dr. Drew.
No.
I enjoy it. No, I enjoy it. I mean, I like right. watching
or,
your...
Do you know why I asked that question?
Because they go through a transformation.
And they are people that are addicted. And I watch the Biggest Loser people, and they have... another kind of addiction, which is
right.
being a food addict. So to mm-hmm. see them transform themselves, and that is what I enjoy the most, as opposed to, you know, competing for the money.
I agree. I'm with you on that one, Paul.
I don't agree. I don't think that they are all classified as food addicts. Addict is...
Maybe.
I just think that, you know, there's so many factors that they might say that, you know, they turn to food. It's just that it is an easy thing. They're not seeking a different thing out. And it is, you'll get one or two people that say, I get a high from eating 9 Big Macs before I walk through my door for dinner. Like that.
I don't believe food addiction is them getting a high.
Right.
That is,
not
it
at
is.
All. You drink to, or you eat to, just like you drink,
is,
you know, you eat to feel better.
Yes. You don't
even have to be hungry. You just eat to, no. That's how I was in high school. You ate to feel better.
Right. And there, what is common in addictions is when you first start doing the addiction, it takes care of a pain or a conflict
right.
within you,
mm-hmm.
and what happens is you return to that because you remember how it made you feel better when you first did it. As time goes on, the drinking, the drug usage, the gambling, the eating, it loses their magic, and you just get caught up in doing it over and over again, trying to, you know, chase that feeling you had. And then you start seeing the effects of what you're doing on your life and people, other people in your life, and that's what really brings these people to try to change it. And so that's what I appreciate about the show. Another show, because we have so many to talk about, people in the chat room talking about it. I don't watch it, but Jersey Shore starts a new season. Is that tonight or...
Yes. No, thank you.
Yeah, I tried because everybody when it came on said how much they loved it, and I go, okay, I'll try to watch it again. It just never really caught on for me, but it is awfully popular, and I think they're in, like, their fifth season or something like that. Is that not true, or did I have that wrong?
Well, I'm sure they are.
I have no idea.
I'm sure they are.
What about American Idol? January 18th starts American Idol, the new season.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, my God.
But they said online that the big date to watch is going to be February 19th, which is when Hollywood Week begins. They said that this time it looks more grueling than ever before.
Cool.
They said that people they thought were going to make it to the final 10 were crumbling. They
wow.
said kids were forgetting their words, the voices were crumbling. And J-Lo guessed it was from watching the previous season and all of the pressure that they were under and how big it really was.
Yeah.
They said that the people that they thought were really going to make it were just crumbling during Hollywood Week, so I can't wait to see that. J-Lo also said that she's going to be a little more blunt this season when it comes to her criticism. She said she may not be necessarily as mean, or won't be necessarily mean, but she won't beat around the bush as much as she did past season. So,
well, who's going to
we'll
take
see.
That? I think we always need a nice I don't know, maybe not.
Maybe Randy will get that role.
That could be. He might decide to be a little meaner. I don't know. But in American Idol news, I don't know if everybody heard this. I hadn't heard it yet. James Durbin,
yeah,
got married.
Good for
on
him.
On New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm,
to his longtime sweetheart. And they had 85 guests and included their 2-year-old son, Hunter, who is the ring bearer.
Aw.
I know. I wish I could have seen pictures of that. He had his debut album, Memories of a Beautiful Disaster, was released
in
November.
Yeah, I read that too. That's cool.
Yeah.
He had an album out. He was
well,
so good.
I don't know how I'm going to approach this season, guys. Many of you may know, I got a new computer that captures TV shows in very great quality, high definition video and audio. And previous seasons, I had put up American Idol videos on YouTube, but this season I had such great quality, and I would go on there and I'd see people putting up the videos. And I'm one that only puts up the songs. I don't put up any of the extra crap. I decided to do that because I like to make my own opinion as far as I like that song, I like that performance, and I don't want to hear the judges, you know, say it was awful.
Right.
Or I would say I don't like that song and hear the judges say, oh, that was wonderful. I want to make my own choices. So I just put up the songs. People started finding them. Oh, what I was going to say is people were putting up these YouTubes and saying they were in high definition, and I'd look at them and I'd go, bullshit.
Right.
It's not
yep.
very
true.
I'd say that's not very good quality at all.
Exactly.
So I started naming all my videos, and I got a lot of flack from people, but I started naming all my videos. The title says True HD.
I know. I saw.
I'll have to look for yours.
And anyway, for those that don't know, I use my original name that I first started using when I got on web TV before I even had a computer, and it's Repad. So it's
Repad.
It's the first two initials of my last name for R-E-E-D, my last name Reed. So
yeah.
It's R-E, first two initials of my first name, P-A, and then the middle initial of my middle name. So it's Repad. At any rate, I just checked the other day, and I'm over, and it doesn't sound huge when you find some of these really viral YouTube, but I've got 4.2 million views.
There you
wow,
go.
Wow, cool.
There you go. See?
Anyway, it takes me a lot of time because I am all about quality. I mean, I do transitions. I do fade in and fade out for the audios. I spent a lot of time every night American Idol was on, and it was way too much work, but once I got into it, I was expected by those that followed me on YouTube to do it, and now I'm
yeah.
thinking, oh, God, am I going to go get into it again this year or not, because it took a lot of time. So, anyway.
I hope you do. I'll check it out.
Does anybody watch The Voice? That's going to start.
Yes.
Oh, I love that show.
Yes, Terry.
I love that show.
I
know, I can't wait. And
I still have,
so good.
I still have to watch it. I recorded it all
night. Oh, my gosh.
Up to it.
Paul.
I got, like, the first week where they had the duos coming on, you know, and eliminating one of the two. And I've got probably 8 episodes I need to catch up because I heard it really turned out well.
I'm glad, yes. And I was disappointed because I wanted someone else to win.
Me too. Who'd you want, man?
But I'm glad.
Who'd you want?
Well, Paul, I don't want to spoil it for Paul.
Yeah,
I didn't see it yet.
I really appreciate it, and I really do want to catch up on it, but I don't want to. Yeah, don't.
Can
say
I just
it.
Say this? Second place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved that person.
They all are doing really, really
that
well.
That was a rocker, man.
And
they all rocked.
Well, they.
Oh God, I don't want to say what sex it is. I wanted this person to win so badly.
Wow, so
love them from
Kansas.
The beginning. Love them from the start, honestly.
You made me forget what I was going to say. They all have been doing very well since the show has ended.
That person
so,
too?
Everybody.
I know the winner has, but.
And yes, everybody.
Cool.
All the last four are doing very, very well, and others. So, you know, it's not. It is one of those shows that even though you win,
yeah,
you're
guaranteed.
Yeah,
one of the girls is having an album coming out. Yeah.
Even though you're guaranteed to win, sometimes you're not always guaranteed the fame.
Right.
They all are getting it.
Right. Good.
So it wound up being a really
good.
Great show,
mm-hmm.
And this you can see that the mentors are taking it further than just the show. And as opposed to, like, American Idol, like, you know, once the show was over, it was pretty much out of their hands, and it was all, like, you know, production and labels and this and that.
Right.
While probably with the X Factor and, yes, with The Voice, I think that the mentoring brings them closer to having a more solid career as opposed
better,
to just a year.
A more
year.
Solid foundation, you think?
Yeah, I think that they
well,
have...
What to be successful from being on American Idol, it is up to that individual performer to have the drive to want it so badly that they're going to do anything. And for me, in American Idol, that is Haley Reinhardt. I know people didn't like her attitude.
Oh, I loved her.
Haley, to me,
she's great.
Was fantastic.
Yes,
and
she was.
Elena and
I wasn't into Elena.
And the guy that won it, I've already forgotten his name.
Scotty.
I mean,
I love Scotty. Scotty's a natural.
Cherry, I cannot believe, as you've been bringing up all these shows, I didn't really realize how many were coming up. And we also have had mention in the chat room about Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes! Can't wait.
The amazing
well,
race.
I'm not done.
Holy
I'm not
crap,
done.
Barry.
Paul.
There are so many
Paul.
Shows.
Paul?
Yes?
I'm not done with The Voice yet.
Oh, go ahead.
Go, it's girlfriend. Fine. Let's hear you.
Tell us what you found out.
The big news on The Voice, I was trying to wait and give the girls their time to talk, and then I was going to complete this.
Right.
The blind auditions round is going to be longer this year. They are going to actually have, instead of having 8 singers per mentor, they're going to increase that to 12,
yep.
Which raises the total number of performers by 50% from 32 to 48 total. So that means that the mentors' teams will grow, and the time required to get through the blind auditions phase will extend. And online, they're asking people, do you enjoy the auditions, the blind auditions phase, enough to see 50% more of that phase, or do you prefer to keep The Voice as it was last season?
Yeah, I prefer to keep it the way it was.
So I guess you can go and vote on that, but they're asking, you know, do you enjoy that portion of the show and enjoy seeing the blind auditions? Or
not that
do you,
much. I don't know.
I don't really either. I like to see the actual talent.
Performances, yes.
Right.
I won't know until I see it and then say, yeah, maybe it was a little bit too much. You know, each year, each show is going to change something up just a little bit more, a little bit less. But maybe they had already had the 12 and did the blind, and we only got to see, as far as editing goes, the 8. And they were just told not to say anything.
Oh.
And now, ding, ding. And now, because the show was such a hit, they're thinking, you know what, we could squeeze out a little bit more we can squeeze out a little bit more time. We can get some more coverage, and we can air a little bit more on the people
Next
here
story.
And show them.
Yeah, one of the things that I really disliked about any of the singing shows, and it got really bad with American Idol for a while, was when they're doing those initial auditions and showing all those stupid people that, you know, can't carry a tuna in a bucket like me.
Making
fools of themselves up there, you know. I mean,
when you went to a Dead concert, you're telling me you weren't sitting in there loud and proud.
Who was loud and proud?
I'm asking.
I wasn't on TV.
Oh,
nobody
true.
Could hear me but me, and maybe Rich. And at those places, nobody cared anyway.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't hurting anyone.
I totally agree with you, Cherry. I hate those parts, and I always hope that they'll limit them, but apparently there's an audience. I've seen people say, I only watch American Idol at the start to see all the the terrible singers, and I think, not me.
Yeah, well,
that
they watch it for
bores me to tears.
I know.
Okay, it's an emotional show when it comes down to it. A lot of these shows, regardless of why you're watching the reality show, it brings out an emotion. It could be a hate emotion. It could be I'm a lonely person emotion. It could be you throw an emotion, and it relates to almost every reality TV show. What they do is they kind of coax you and let you sit back, and you're having your soda or your beer or your coffee or your tea, and you're watching, and you're like, oh, this is hysterical. Now you have to go back to the vaudeville days, because you would have people that would be able to sing and purposely not carry the tune, and it was funny, and it made the crowd laugh, so people would show up more. So,
I just had a Ron moment. Ron would have said, hey, Paul, you remember those vaudeville days, right?
Yeah, he would have said that to you.
He sure would have, too. I know, you're so right. He sure would have.
Love you, Ron. You know,
Ron.
That's the reason why that they have it, so that you're sitting back and you're kind of laughing and you're chuckling with your significant other, loved one, your kids, your dog, I don't know, the wall. You know, you're sitting there and you're smirking and you're laughing, you know. And then they start to really get rid of the clowns, and you start to focus in, and they've already grabbed you. And that's how they do it.
See, one or two nights of that funny stuff is good. But then when they start doing 6 weeks of it before you get to see the real talent, that's when it starts irking me.
Well, I think those people like to see the train wrecks.
Yeah.
You know,
Cherry,
the ones that freak out, they think they're so good.
The first thing that popped into my head when you said they were going to extend the Voices blind rounds was, oh, my God, they're going to have a whole bunch of crappy singers like American Idol at the beginning, and I hope that doesn't happen.
Oh, I hope not. That would suck.
I really hope not, too, because
that would ruin it.
It really spoils it, and, you know, I think they will lose viewers because people get – they lose interest in the show waiting to see the good stuff.
Well, I mess with a good thing, though, you guys. The show's good. Why mess with it?
I agree.
I don't get it.
I so agree.
They're not. I don't think that they. I think that they love the way everything turned out, and you know, it's just a stroke of genius on their end.
They're being smart about it, and that's why they have this question on the website.
I wouldn't do it.
I think the end of January, Paul.
Voice starts on February 5th.
February 5th. Okay, close enough. So my bad. I'll get everything right. I'm going to put it on my calendar.
American Idol starts January 18th. The Voice starts February 5th.
Man, my TiVo is going to blow up.
And February 12th, Now we can move on to Celebrity Apprentice.
Hell yeah.
I have to mention something real quick. Is you talked about your DVR blowing up. I had the chance over the two-week Christmas break when they're doing all the replays to finally watch a bunch of stuff and clear up room on my DVR. And then one of the cable channels replayed 48 episodes of the first seasons of Gunsmoke. I recorded every single freaking one of them.
Because you didn't change your recording settings.
No, I wanted them all. I mean, these are like from 1955, 56, and 57 or something.
Wow.
Like, you know, and these, when Gunsmoke first started, they were half-hour shows. And I just got drawn into doing that, so I just defeated my whole purpose of cleaning up my DVR.
Well, why don't you just connect, don't want to get completely technical, but depending upon your DVR and stuff like that, I think you're savvy enough that you'd be able to attach a terabyte.
No, but I already have that set up. They will be transferred into my computer, but I have to play them and watch them. So at any rate, I digress. Go ahead, Cherry.
He doesn't want to make you mad, Cherry.
All right. So we're at the
voice. I fully understand.
I know you
I
do.
I fully understand watching and recording those kind of shows, because
that's
when you find something you cherish like that, you grab them while you can.
Oh, that's why you got a second TiVo, because you're running out of room.
I have a spare TiVo, brand new, in the box downstairs in my basement, just waiting for the day that the TiVo that I currently have dies. I have one already purchased and sitting in wait.
Oh my gosh!
So that when
that's good,
because
I have got the
Cox
DVR and I've lost a lot of stuff when the DVR is gone.
Oh, I know, and
hate it.
I know it's bad. Well, I just found out that I can buy like this $40 part that makes my TiVo wireless, and I can take everything on my TiVo once it's wireless and transfer it to my laptop. From my laptop, I can then transfer it to a disk and keep everything forever.
Yeah, that's awesome, Cherry.
You know what I'm getting ready to do.
You could just
and
back
I'm
it all
be
up
doing that
to an old
real
hard drive.
Pardon me?
Just back it all up to a hard drive. And then you just plug it in via USB into a smart TV or into your computer, and you'll always have it.
That's
until
awesome.
You're ready.
Well, I'm going to be doing something, because I don't want to lose the things that I have saved on there. And this TiVo is already doing a few things that I think it's not going to be too long before it says bye-bye.
I'm not saying anything. I don't need a jinxing going on. I've got a little
That's
newbie.
Why
I
already have one
going on.
In wait, because I've already lost one TiVo, and I am a TiVo addict.
Okay,
and
so
I have a regular DVR and a dual DVR in the bedrooms, but I have to have the regular TiVo, the brand TiVo, in my family room. I am so TiVo addicted. It's not.
How many shows
funny.
At a time can you tape with that?
Two.
Yeah, on my regular TiVo, it's just two, but I just love TiVo for the way it performs, the way it does things.
What's the difference between that and a
DVR?
Okay, the TiVo came out specifically for a Universal and then went with DirecTV only, and the DVR came out to handle like Comcast and Verizon and the Fios and all that other stuff. And they really did stop making the brand TiVo. It's really just a DirecTV DVR right now. But you can go on eBay and you can buy
the
old TiVo.
They haven't stopped making the brand TiVo.
They make them, but they're almost specific to like either satellite, you know, where
they're wide
DVR.
Open now. You can use them with anything. Actually, when we moved in this house, they told me that it didn't work with Dish Network, and the guy that was setting up our Dish Network said, yes, it does. They just tell you that.
I know. That's
and
what I'm saying.
And he set the TiVo up to work with our Dish Network 8.5 years ago, back when they used to say that it didn't work with Dish. But it does, and it has
right.
for 8.5 years it's been working with it.
Right. So I was getting to the point where you can go, as opposed to buying it for a large amount, they're $40 for 200-hour recording time on eBay, brand new out of the box, with the box.
Basically, though, Kansas, they do the same thing. They are connected directly to a TV signal. They are recorded on, just like a computer, it has a hard disk on there that they're recorded onto, type of thing. So,
but to get programming, you have to pay $12 a month.
Anyway, Tech Talk with Michelle, as somebody said.
I always get that. Oh, there's a few things I do, and I do them well. Kirstie, Tech Talk, and
we're not
going to
run
out
of time, are we, Cherry? I don't.
Take us someplace, Cherry. Take us. Hurry up. Drive. Get there.
Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Starts All
right.
February
Great
12th.
Cast, you guys.
And this one is going to be a big one. It is going to have, I think, more people than they've had before. I think it's going to have...
Well, why don't you count them off?
Well, okay, I'll go through the list here.
Okay.
I'll just name everybody off. We're going to start off with Clay Aiken.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Marco Andretti, IndyCar racer. Michael Andretti is his dad. His grandfather is Mario Andretti.
Yep.
Tia Carrera.
Yep.
Carrera. Musician and actress. Carrera. Okay. Wayne's World. Adam Carolla was on The Man Show and co-host of Love Line with Dr. Drew Pinsky. Lou Ferrigno,
yep,
actor and bodybuilder, was The Incredible Hulk. Debbie Gibson, former
yep.
pop singer from the 80s. Teresa and Michelle, can you say her last name?
Giudice.
Yeah.
Giudice.
Giudice.
I can never say her last name correctly. The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And it says, apparently a scrappy fighter.
Ugh, she's such a bitch.
Come on, Teresa's going to now have Trump money.
She's a
bitch. Victoria Gotti. I like Teresa.
I like Victoria Gotti.
I love her.
I hope she kicks Teresa's ass. I really do, you guys.
Daughter of New York City crime boss John Gotti.
That's
Hell
right.
Yeah.
Staten Island versus Jersey. Staten Island wins.
Arsenio Hall.
Cool.
Penn Jillette.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Awesome.
She's hilarious, too.
Yes.
There's going to be so much bleeping going on, it's going to be worse than when I call in here.
Diana Mendoza. Miss Universe of 2008, also a singer and TV personality from Venezuela. Aubrey O'Day, singer and performer from member of P. Diddy girl group Danity Kane, which broke up.
Not familiar.
I know.
Dee Snider, Twisted Sister frontman,
cool.
who helped out last season's winner John Rich with his final challenge.
He's a nutbag. He'll be great.
I know. George Takei, actor Sulu on Star Trek and gay rights activist.
Is it Takei or?
Takei, yeah.
Takei? Takei.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul Tatul, senior, motorcycle designer and star of Discovery Channel's reality hit American Chopper.
Not familiar with him either.
You don't watch
Orange
American
County,
Chopper either?
Orange County Choppers, it used to be
yeah.
called.
Yeah. OCC.
The son and the son and the father used to argue all the time.
The
yeah.
father, it, gray hair, I remember him. I don't watch
Big
him that
mustache
often.
And, yeah.
Yep.
Gray Cheryl
hair,
Keith.
Fu Manchu mustache, correct?
That's him. Cheryl Teagues, everybody knows her, former
the model,
model.
Yeah.
Not them
and
youngins.
Patricia Velasquez. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's
Is
how it
she?
Looks. actress in the movies The Mummy and The Mummy Returns. She also played Will Arnett's, and it has in parentheses, Gabs' girlfriend, Marta, on Arrested Development.
Don't watch that.
Arrested Development was a great show. Is that it?
That's it.
18.
It's a big show, for sure.
And I believe that it's going to have 15 episodes this season.
Oh, good.
So my question was, is Teresa now going to have Trump money?
She'll be one of the first out.
Like Mimi Leakes has, and say it on National Housewives Bravo channel. I got Trump money.
I don't think Teresa's going to do as well as NeNe did. That's just my prediction.
I think she'll be one of the first ones out.
Mm. Trump said, we've never seen such a smart and funny group as this year's lineup of celebrities. And then he joked on the Today Show that in light of her background, her father was a mob boss, John Gotti, it might be difficult telling Victoria Gotti, you're fired. So, I think
she's very intelligent.
Victoria
she's
Gotti
got her shit together.
Show.
She'll do well, I have a feeling.
Well,
she's going to have a lot of pull.
I have to bring up our chatter, our resident comedian for tonight, our leading comedian, I should say. I love what Jeff says. They can all, for Celebrity Apprentice, they can all participate, but they have to show their birth certificate.
I like that, Jeff.
And Gabor, just to avoid your misconfusion, I know when you said Paul is boring, you weren't talking about me, I hope. Hey, Panther. Panther, by the way, has been listening, and I was going to say hi to her at any rate. All right. Wow, that does sound like a pretty good lineup, Cherry.
Yes, it does. I can't wait to see that show start and see those people interact with one another, because they've certainly got a big mix of personalities. And, you know, all of these people are sort of A-type personalities, which they usually have on Celebrity Apprentice. But this is a good mix, and it's going to be interesting to see all of them interact. I kind of bet Clay Aiken gets eaten alive in that bunch. He seems to be a little meek and mild for some of these people.
I have a feeling he's going to do well.
Do you?
Yeah.
He's smart.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
I think he's going to do really well.
It's all about your contacts and who's got what contacts.
I think seeing Penn, Gillette, and Lisa Lampanelli on there is going to be a riot.
I think Lisa's going to have a hard time, but she's also going to have a fun time because her viewership is such a different demography than demographics different than everybody else's. She's not mainstream, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
well,
I don't
see any of those, unless I don't know some of these people, filling the role of Gary Busey or Meatloaf. That made that season. Holy cow.
Well, wait till you meet. Have you ever seen Lisa Lampanelli?
Jerry told me when I talked on the phone, she's a comedian. I may have, but I don't know her.
Oh, my God.
You would remember if you'd seen her.
Okay.
Yeah, she's funny as shit, and she doesn't care about anything, and she's not in the same, she's not a D-list as far as, like, if you would put comedians, like, with Kathy Griffin, but she's on that level of hysterical, get you, I don't care, I'm going to say what I got to say, and whatever happens, you deal with it. But she's also very, very smart. She's very savvy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she can work you if she has to, you know. So
I
think
she lays into Teresa, too.
Well, I'm saying if Victoria comes around and tells her.
Somebody in the chat room said just watch any of the comedia, those roasts that they do. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The other night, I think it was on Letterman. Somebody came on, and she said that she was on all these roasts. Is that her?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
She does all of them,
like,
pretty much.
She's heavy. She's heavier set. She's got dirty blonde, light brown hair. Kind of comes into like a little bit of a shoulder length.
Letterman, so now I know who she. Holy
crap. She usually wears a dress. It's really funny.
Yeah,
like,
she usually wears a dress.
You would look at her, you like, why is this woman in a dress? Like, you know, and she's always, you know, joking about the gays, and she's always joking about how she was with a black man, and, you know, now she's with her boyfriend, and she, Paul, you really don't want me to say her jokes when I can.
All right.
Sometimes, sometimes she has a hard time making the nut fit the wheel.
Yeah.
Her best was when they roasted Gene Simmons.
Oh, God.
She was so damn funny talking about his hair and how he looked like Planet of the Apes. I mean, it was so funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Dina says that she got married to her husband. Uh-oh.
It's going to be funny seeing. And then they've got Arsenio Hall. I mean, he can be a riot, too. So you throw Lisa Lampanelli, Penn Jillette, and Arsenio Hall in there together. And Adam Carolla, I forgot about him.
Yeah,
so
he's an old school. He's a Jerry Seinfeld like type of cast person. His type of humor.
Those four together, I mean, I think we're going to see some humor in this show.
Hold on a second. I'm just freaking out. I'm a time watcher, Cherry. Are we going
to? Okay. Yeah, we do need to
wrap it.
Start wrapping this up.
Thank you,
everyone who's joined us tonight.
Cherry, real quickly, when does The Amazing Race start?
The Amazing Race starts February 19th.
Okay.
We will be back on with our Sunday show, as usual. Louie has agreed to join us again for our Sunday night The Amazing Race recap shows. So plan on being here with us on Sunday nights, as usual, for the Amazing Race recaps. And we will see how far our friends Rachel and Brendan made it. Can't wait to see how they did on The Amazing Race.
I will miss that. Thank you very much.
We will see how this week's Mob Wives did on Manic Monday. We'll all be back here at 7 p.m. on Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. We'll see if Luan makes it back to talk with Michelle about Mob Wives. I hope he does.
Mm-hmm.
And next Thursday, join us again here to talk about reality shows. I hope somebody decides to call in and talk about BBUK. And I might talk to a few people this week and see if they'll call in and talk about that show with us as well.
And I'm going to pipe in while you find what closing you want to do here and say thank you to Michelle from the Bronx for calling in. Always love it. Kansas, welcome back. You had a lot of good energy in your what you said. And Dina sitting there quietly in the corner, thank you also so much for calling in. And now on to you, Cherry, because we're under 2 minutes left, guys.
You're welcome, Paul.
Good night, guys.
I can.
Good night, Kansas. Thank you again so much for calling in. And as I said, join us next Thursday. We will talk about all reality shows. We'll have more reality shows next week to talk about. Hope to see you Monday for Manic Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to close the show with Ron. Thank you all so much for joining us. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with, oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I've got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet dreams.
Thank you for being a friend. Yeah.
care and say good night, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend. Take care. Good night, everyone.